Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
So yes. it was very interesting to know that that was in your personality, but it's very interesting when people follow the spirit and you got on that platform. So that was the step to getting on multiple platforms, which it shouldn't be no problem as long as you keep your... See, I didn't know you were that funny, though. So you held out on one that one. But it's okay.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
I'm funny?
You're funny.
You're funny, Paul.
You a storyteller.
Funny as in how?
Funny as in how?
Am I a funny guy or are you making fun of me?
No, you're funny. Like, you know how to wordplay. And it'd be funny.
Are you saying I'm a funny guy? I guess y'all don't get it. I guess I'm a bad actor.
No, I guess you an overlinical thinker and you overthinking the statement and you still being sarcastic, but you funny. No. Like, you know how to wordplay. No. You know how to put it together.
What's the movie? What's the movie? Goodfellas. You don't remember the scene when Joe Pesci was talking about, he told him, you're a funny guy, and he stood up with the gun saying, hey, are you calling me funny or are you? That's what I was trying to do, but I have bad acting skills. I never been.
You too calm with it. You were too calm with it. Just put an ounce of personality. But when you tell a natural story, that's when it comes out.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind. So where were you born?
So I was born in Atlanta, Georgia. That's where my mom is originally from, but my dad is from Ghana.
From where?
Ghana.
Africa?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Did he come over like?
Well, what happened was he is the sibling. He has 13 siblings, so he's in the middle. So he came over on his own, just a better life here. He was very ambitious, so he came here to set his roots as far as education. He is an engineer.
Oh, interesting.
Yes.
And he came from Ghana and to Atlanta?
He did, but the story is more interesting because I didn't meet him till later on in my life.
Oh.
It came out spiritually. It's just that, you know, that's why I love doing what I do so much.
So do you have any siblings?
Yes, I do. I'm the oldest of four.
Oh, okay. So, what are their genders?
Well, on my dad's side, it's three girls and one boy. And on my mom's side, I forgot, I should have said seven. I'm the middle of a girl, one boy, one girl. So on my dad's side, I'm the oldest. On my mom's side, I'm the middle.
So five siblings?
Yep, two brothers and three sisters. It should be seven, not five. Well, six. Six, I make seven.
I never claimed to be a mathematician. No. So did you grow up in the same household with all of those?
I grew up in my mom's household. Interesting, mm-hmm. because my mom didn't raise me. My grandmother did, which put me in a Pentecostal household. So I was, by default, had to go to church every Sunday. There was no question.
So your grandma brought you to Pentecostal church?
Yes, she did. She was raised that way. And she brought us into Pentecostal.
So, how long are you still Pentecostal?
No.
When did that stop?
The age of 17.
Why is that?
I acquire more knowledge. I start to unplug myself from the matrix.
At 17?
Yes.
How old are you now?
33.
Oh, so you've been in this for a minute. Oh, you're at the Christ stage, huh?
Yes, I am.
what's up with the 33 age, Claudia?
First house perfection year?
No. I thought you had said something about the Christ.
Yeah, isn't it like Jesus Christ? He died at 33?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I thought it was something you had said when, on another podcast about 33.
I don't remember.
I think it's a perfection year for sure.
Well, oh yeah. Yeah. Huh. So you say you started acquiring more knowledge. What type of knowledge?
Well, what I learned in the Pentecostal and the non-domination church is that I started having visions and I started seeing things. And I always was a scholar in school. So even if I wanted to focus on sports, they made me do advancement classes, AP classes, all type of study. I don't know. They always want to test my wit. So I did it. And I still was able to play sports. And I always wanted to reach for higher learning. So when I started getting educated, I looked at it practical, what makes sense, but deep and spiritual, where it's ever learning. So they started telling us about the Crusades. They started telling us, well, when they told me about the American Crusades, and they started telling me about the Protestants, the people who branched off from the Catholic Church. And obviously, if you branched off from the Catholic Church, it was the reason why they became Protestants. And those Protestants sailed to America. And then when everything was settled, they had the American Crusades. And what was the Crusades? They knock on your door and they ask you, who do you serve? You can't tell them, I serve Anubis. You cannot tell them, I serve Ra. Once you said that, they say, I tell you what, you're going to take this Bible, go to church every Sunday, and this is what you're going to teach the family. If you don't, you'll get hung. Whoa. Okay, so that's what's going on. So then I need to go back. And then when I looked and see everything really was stolen from Egypt, because there was nothing original that I researched yet that gave so much information and system based to this world as Egypt. So everything else was stolen. So I had to rewrite things. So I had to ask my mom, why are you a pastor? Why you believe what you believe? Where did your religion come from? Give me your origin.
Wait. You just slid something right by us. Like, that wasn't important. Did you say your mom's a pastor?
Yes.
Wow. You think that was important?
I grew up in a Pentecostal church because she was a pastor. I was in her church.
Wait.
I bet it's just so normal to you that you don't think that it would be interesting to other people. Like, that's just your norm. Your mom was a pastor, so you didn't think to tell us.
I'm sorry. Well, maybe because I got over that stage at 17, so I'm not in that awareness. I'm sorry. Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
How was that having a... And is... Being brought up in a Catholic church where the feminine was pushed down, it's interesting to me that, you know, your mother was a pastor. Because that's not allowed in the Catholic church.
It's not allowed in where we were either. It wasn't, and she got prosecuted, but she never backed down.
Is she still a pastor?
Yes.
So how does she feel about what you do now?
Well, interesting. She's fine with it now because I have proven myself. That's why I always go with current energy. I didn't back down on what spirit was teaching me and my path. Which is that 12th house energy, not good to go along with other people's purposes, but to walk your own path. It didn't say you can work in partnerships or coincide. It says it's not good to go alone because, you know, when you program. So she felt like I was going against the church. She felt like, but she was humble. So she said, I'll find my way. However, when I do put my content out because of my family in the church, I really don't use my personal Facebook because I had got prosecuted for that, and I'm very strong in what I believe.
When you say prosecuted, what do you mean by prosecuted?
Heavily scrutinized. Why are you doing that? You know that's not how we was raised. You know that's how we was taught. Heavily scrutinized. Right. So with that being said, she didn't accept it because she was the leader and everybody looked to her. So it was like, you're next to me and, you know, you're in my image. Understandable. So I did what I did, but I never did it on a mass scale in which I could without that in my head. But I did branch off and do it on other platforms that is standing now. So it's funny that I broke free, but still that is a part. But however, to this day, I have proven myself so much that she'll call me and get a reading.
Wait, your pastor mom will get a reading from you? Yeah,
they will call me. They will, or they'll like semi, like tell me what the energy say, or do you see this? So it's undeniable.
I got a question. So I got a question for you. What would the flock say if they knew?
I don't know. They want to keep me in a box, in a matrix. That's what people do. That's why sometimes you expand and you go other places. But what they would just say what they say, and then I will have to.
But you see what I'm saying? Yeah. What would the church that she's pastoring think if they found out that their pastor came and got a tarot reading or energy reading?
Well, of course they would be judgmental. You know, they'll be judgmental. Of course they would.
I know.
I know. It's big. That's a big question. But I would think that they would think that was really weird and awkward. To answer your question, I don't want to take away. They would think that was really weird and awkward because, you know, they would think that she knows it all, but it's beyond that. But yes.
You think anybody would leave the flock because of it?
I think she earned her respect, but it would be a part of her judgment, you know? If that makes sense.
All right. So, was your first introduction like you just jumped into tarot?
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome. Even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.